Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 4th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Earlier in the day, Gardaí appealed for witnesses after a car with five young men in their teens was involved in a single vehicle collision in County Mayo.
Two killed on roads on Bank Holiday Monday, and pay rates for childcare staff described as shockingly low. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a post-mortem examination is due to be carried out on a man who died in a road crash in Clare yesterday. It was the second serious incident on the roads on Bank Holiday Monday. News Talk's Aidan Delaney reports.
Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of a fatal collision in County Clare after a car struck a barrier on the N85 Ennis bypass at 12:40 on Monday. A man in his 40s was taken to University Hospital Limerick, where he later passed away. The coroner has been notified and a post-mortem examination will take place. The road was closed for a time but has since reopened to traffic. Earlier in the day, Gardaí appealed for witnesses after a car with five young men in their teens was involved in a single vehicle collision in County Mayo. It happened on the N5 at Deer Park near Swinford shortly before 4 a.m. They were rushed from the scene by ambulance to Mayo University Hospital, where a teenager remains in a critical condition.
1,100 excess deaths were recorded in Ireland between 2020 and 2021. That's according to a new report from the Society of Actuaries in Ireland, which looked at the level of all-cause mortality during the COVID-19 pandemic. The breakdown shows a higher percentage of the excess deaths were recorded in 2021 than the year before. Spokesperson for the Society, Linda Daly, says there's evidence that the more severe early lockdowns led to fewer excess deaths.
We showed in our report that they analysed the lockdown measures for Ireland in 2020 and we compared them to the lockdown measures in 2021 using their index, and we showed there was a lot more stringent lockdown measures in 2020. So we feel that that could be one major contributing factor.
Trade unions are hitting out at the rates of pay for childcare providers, calling them shockingly low. It comes after a pay rise of 5% was announced for the early learning sector, which will come into effect on June 24th. The hourly minimum rates of up to 33,000 workers will increase, with hopes that it could help end the retention crisis in the childcare sector. Dara O'Connor from SIP2 says while the rise is welcome, it's not nearly enough.
The minimum rates of pay are going to increase by 5%, although that still leaves them at shockingly low levels. So while it's really good progress, educators are still struggling at below living wage levels, and the staffing crisis continues to exacerbate.
The National Women's Council is welcoming the latest expansion of the free contraception scheme. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has announced women in the 32 to 35 age group will be included from next month. Orla O'Connor, Director of the National Women's Council, says it's another step forward for women.
This is very welcome. The National Women's Council has long campaigned for free contraception for all, and this is another step forward in terms of providing that for all women and girls. So from the 1st of July, any woman aged 17 to 35 will be covered to apply for the free contraception scheme.
US President Joe Biden has released a statement saying he has boundless love, confidence and respect for his son as Hunter Biden's trial gets underway in Delaware. He's accused of lying about his drug use on application forms when he purchased a handgun in 2018. The First Lady Jill Biden was in court to support her stepson. A man will appear in court this morning charged with the murder of 81-year-old Patricia Oust in County Down. The grandmother, also known as Patsy, was found dead in the living room of her home in the Hawthorne Court area of Bangor on Sunday. The PSNI arrested an 85-year-old man in the course of their investigation. He's due to appear before Newtownards Magistrates Court this morning. In business news, the stock market influencer behind a stock frenzy in 2021 has triggered a surge in shares of struggling US video game retailer GameStop. Keith Gill, who goes by the name Roaring Kitty, told his followers on Reddit that he now holds 1.8% of the firm. Its share prices ended 30% higher yesterday. In entertainment news, comedian Aisling Bea has enlisted the help of some famous US stars to announce her first pregnancy. She shared photos of herself with a face drawn of her bump, posing alongside celebrities including Paul Rudd, Sheryl Crow and Travis Kelce. The 40-year-old Kildare woman has reportedly been in a relationship with composer and musician Jack Freeman for 2 years. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland men's and women's teams are both in action today. First up, Eileen Gleeson's side will look to bounce back from their 3-0 loss to Sweden on Friday. They take on the same opposition at the Friends Arena in Stockholm in a Euro 2025 qualifier. Ireland go into the game bottom of their group with 3 losses from 3. Kickoff in Stockholm is at 5:30. Meanwhile, the men's team take on Hungary in a friendly at the Aviva from 7:45. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.